Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Sadek Zayin 97. Those of you in the Chutz La'aretz who might listen to this after Yantif, hope you had a good Yantif. But today, here it is, Isru Chag. We are on Sadek Vav Ambez, second to last line. Second to last line. Yesterday, remember the sugyas of Nebuchadnezzar we got into after having discussed the issues of Sancherev, Nebuchadnezzar, and today we discuss, we'll get back to Nebuchadnezzar, but today's Gemara gets into issues of Mashiach. When Mashiach is going to come, how Mashiach is going to come, this is what Chelek is famous for. Okay, so let's start, second to last line. Amar Lei Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchak. Mishamilacha emas Barnafli, ema asi Barnafli. Do you know when Barnafli is going to come? So who's Barnafli? So Barnafli is a lashon of Mashiach. Why are we talking about this here? By the way, why did Mashiach come up in this sugya? So Rashi explains. We just quoted right beforehand that Nebuchadnezzar was talking to the king of Ammon and Moab, and Ammon and Moab was trying to convince Nebuchadnezzar to come destroy Yerushalayim. So Nebuchadnezzar says, "Am I going to come? Maybe Hashem's going to protect them, and even if he went away." Maybe they'll daven. So Ammon and Moab had replied that no, Hashem already took away all the tzaddikim. There are no tzaddikim left. So that's going to be a similarity in that we're going to see the door before Mashiach comes. Maybe there won't be too many tzaddikim, according to some opinions. So that's the connection, says Rashi. So when's Barnafli going to come? So Amalei Barnafli. Who's Barnafli? So Amalei Mashiach. Mashiach. So Rav Nachman answered, yes, when's Mashiach going to come? Mashiach Barnafli Karaslei. Is that covered? You call him the one who falls? Barnafli? So Amalei in, yeah, what's the problem? Dechsiv, Bayomahu, Akim, Esukas David, Hanophalus. Right, on that day, I will lift up the Sukas David, Hanophalus, the Sukkah, which is the base of Mikdash, of David, that fell. The base of Mikdash of David that fell down, Malchus base David. So this is this talking literally about the base of Mikdash? That would be one possibility. But then, would that be Sukkas David? Right, David did not build the base of Mikdash. Right, it was Shlomo HaMelech, unless we say, like the Gemara says, that David was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. David bought the land for the base of Mikdash from Arvana HaYavusi, and he sanctified it spiritually. Shlomo HaMelech then built it physically. But the Gemara in Zvachim, I think about Daf Chavdalot or so, says that David was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. So maybe that's what you still call it, the base of Mikdash of David, even though he didn't build it. We say it every morning. Mizmar Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. David HaMelech didn't build the bias. But the answer is he sanctified it. Therefore, that's what it means. Or that's so Sukkah's David also might not be in a literal Sukkah. Might just be the house of David, the family of David. David HaMelech's family, which has now fallen, we dive into to get back. So when is Barnafli coming? He asked him. The Ochlaner goes a little deeper into why he is called Barnafli here. He says, B'lashon Re, why don't you just say Mashiach? So, okay, you can figure out how Barnafli means Mashiach, but why don't you just say Mashiach to start off? So he says, Devada yada hagadol hashoel, she'ein ish mishi yodea eis b'yesa Mashiach. He obviously knew that nobody, Mashiach, they didn't know what he's coming, Bevada. Takarash Baruch Hu liba lefume lo gali. V'ratza laharos, she'ein kavana she'ela so al ha'eis. He wasn't really asking him when, elo leida eich. How is the lowly state of the world going to look when Mashiach comes? So yes, Barnafli can mean Mashiach, but he was also alluding to him that he wasn't really asking when, because it's impossible to know when. But he's asking to how what type of nefila, what type of lowliness is the world going to be in? That's what he really means to ask, Barnafli. And then he adds, why? Why does the world have to be so low? As we'll see, different opinions, it's going to get so low before Mashiach comes. So, V'yesh Levayer, says the Aruch HaNer, not too long ago, in the 1800s. V'yesh Levayer, Dihine Hateva Nosein, the Kol Dover Tov, Kishaya'ale V'yosef Ashlemuso, whenever something reaches perfection, Lo Yiyakein Ba'esh Shlemuso, Ela B'tchila Yerid L'matami Malasa V'yipaseid, V'yakach Yala L'mala. The way things work in life and nature is that things have to go down before they go up. Things have to basically become nothing before they become everything. Right? A person is nothing, is a seed, is a nothing. It's not like a person becomes another, a greater person. No, it's first it becomes a nothing. It becomes a tipa srucha, and then it becomes into a person. Kama b'chita, just like many of the Sfarim give this example of a chita, a wheat, a seed. What happens to a seed? You put it in the ground. First, the seed disintegrates. You look a few days after you put the seed into the ground, it's nothing there. And then it turns into a tree. First it disintegrates though. Betchita hanizrash, he metchila ochel, the im yirtu shetolit od kemosa, betchila tazriya vetipaset, the chen inyan ha'adam ba'olamazet, kishyala b'malaso lovel de chayolam haba, achre tchias ha'mesim, betchila yipaset v'yechla ba'aretz, tchias ha'mesim. What's going to happen before we reach our final destination in our history? So first person dies, and then they become nothing, and then ultimately they'll be tchias amesim. So again, it has to go down and then goes up. So that's also Yibos HaMashiach, the natural way of the world. First, what happens that everybody is there's a terrible time before Mashiach comes, as we'll see. Some Tanoim Amoram said, I don't want to live in the time before Mashiach. It's going to be so bad, and then Mashiach Bad Hashem will come. Good, so let's go. So he asked him, when's Bar Nafli coming? And he says, Sukkas Dabar HaNofalas, that's what he meant. Amalei, so he answers him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Darshim and David Ba, Bo, Talmidei Chachamim Mismatim. The generation that David HaMelech is coming in, the Talmidei Chachamim will be little, will be less, right? This is the connection for what we said before. So too in the Torah of Nebuchadnezzar. Vahashar Einehem Kalos B'Yagon V'Anachan. The few that are there, their eyes will be upset and hurt with pain and suffering. Yagon V'Anachan V'Tzaras Rabos V'Gzeros Kashos Mischadshos Ad Sharishon Pekuda Shnei Meheres Lavo. When the first one finishes, the second tragedy will come immediately. Right? That's what talks about in the Tochacha. We wish it was yesterday. Every time we have a new tragedy, we don't realize how it wasn't so bad with the previous tragedy. There will be many. Rachmana Litzlan. I don't know if you say Rachmana Litzlan over here, but from these tragedies before Mashiach. Tana Rabbana, we should save us and try to bring it maybe in a different way. Tana Rabbana, Shavua Shmen David Babo, in the cycle of Shemitah that David HaMelech comes in, that Mashiach comes in. And remember, we said a couple of days ago, we proved from that there were six descendants of Rus. Right, we read it in Yonah D'Yoma last week, six descendants of Rus. Two of them were David and Mashiach. So Yaakov Emden proved from there that Mashiach was not David. He's from his family, but Mashiach was not David. So that's why he's called Ben David. Ben David Ba. So Ben David Ba, Shana Rishona, what's going to happen in the first year of the Shemitah cycle that Mashiach comes in? Miskayim Mikrazeh. V'him tarti alir achas, v'alir achas lo amtir. There's going to be rain in some places and not in others, which is a simon of klawa. The Gemara in Tainus says if that happens, then you got to start fasting. Because why did it only rain in one place, not in the other? Shnia, chitzei ra mishtalchim. Because of this, that rain, there wasn't going to be enough food, even the people who got rain would have to support the others. They're going to run out. So the arrows of famine will spread across the land. Shlishis, ra'ev gadol, umesim, anashim, v'nashim, v'taf. Terrible famine, and many will die. Chasidim, v'anshei maisa, v'torah, mishtakachas, milomdeha. And the chasidim, the anshei maisa, will be forgotten. Ein Yaakov says, Emein kemach, ain't Torah, right? If there's nothing physical, there's got to be some basic level of kemach in order to have Torah. Rebbi Revius, sova ve'eno sova. Revius, it starts getting a little better in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. The Mashiach comes in, right? There'll be some satiation. Ba'chamish sova gadol, ba'ochlo d'shosu d'smeichin, v'torah chozer zalom deha, and Torah will come back. B'shishis kolos, in the sixth year there will be kolos. What does kolos mean? Either kolos, Rashi says, that Mashiach's going to come, or kolos meaning shofar. Kolos means kapa shofar gadol. That happens beforehand. V'shviyas milchamos. In the last year, right before Mashiach comes, there's going to be wars, gog umagog, b'motzoi shviyas ben David ba. And in the motzoi shviyas, ben David is going to come. So even though the Shemitah cycle that he comes in is the next one, in motzoi shviyas, it's still called the Shviyas cycle beforehand. It's still called the Shviyas cycle that he comes, because that's the one leading up to his coming. Amar of Yosef, Hakama Shviyas Tahavikim Elawasa. I understand there are a lot of Shviyas cycles that we've had all these tsaras, we've had all these happenings, and he hasn't come. So Amar Abaya, no, Beshishas Kolos, Beshviyas Melchamos Mihavi. Did you ever have 6 and 7? Maybe you had the others. You've had famines, ups and downs, but did you ever have Kolos? Do you ever have rumors that Mashiach was coming? And B'Shvias B'Chamos, did you have that? Rav Chaim Yivalajin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, what would we do if we heard Mashiach was coming? Just the kolos. He writes a story that one time in the town in Yivalajin, whatever day it was, and all of a sudden there was a whole hullabaloo outside. Nobody knew what was going on. So he thought it was Mashiach. Mashiach was coming. So he ran, he says, oh, we got Mashiach's coming. He ran to get on his Shabbos clothes, and he told his wife, you gotta come, you gotta go. So his wife's, one minute, I'm just cooking something on the oven. I just gotta make sure it doesn't burn. I just gotta take care of it. So he ran to get on Shabbos clothes, he runs out, his wife is sitting at home. Then they realized whatever it was. It wasn't Mashiach. And he goes back home, and his wife is still fiddling around in the kitchen. So he says, what are we going to do on Mashiach? Are we going to be fiddling around? Yeah, I just got to finish this. I just got to finish what I'm doing. I just got to make sure it doesn't burn. Turn off the fire and run. What are we doing? You know, we think to ourselves, you know, I hope it doesn't come until after this because I really want that event to happen. You know, it's like when we're kids, like, oh, I have to get through this grade because I don't want to miss that trip. Right, on Mashiach. It's like, we just don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. That's what kolos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test us in year six. He's going to send us the rumors. Mashiach's going to come. He's going to see what we're thinking. Are we going to be thinking, Baruch Hashem, get rid of all these problems, no more tragedies, no more terrorism, no more anything. Mashiach's going to come. It's going to be unbelievable. We cry on Tisha B'Av because we don't even realize what we're crying for. We never realize what we're missing. Right? That's what Shisha's kolos said. Do you ever have that? Right? Why the kolos before the mochamos? Because kolos, you have to see what our reaction is going to be. So we have to, as part of Tzipisal Yeshua, we have to train ourselves to realize we have to be mitzapeh. Whenever it comes, we're ready. We're ready for it. We want it to come. So did you ever have that? You never had that. The ode, kisidra mihavei. And also, you might have had these, but did they ever happen in this exact order? So if they didn't happen in the exact order, so then that's why it hasn't come yet. The next line has a pasuk, which some say, the Marshal says, I don't know what this pasuk is doing here, so he takes it out. Rashi quotes also, lowest parish, haikra lama, ichtavacha. Rashi says, I don't know why this is here, we don't darshan it. And he quotes that, v'nira, see the Rashi, v'nira lamori, shekei nechta b'svarim tchila, maybe it's written here, because like it says in Sota, b'ikvos ha-mashiach chutz b'yaske. In Ikvos of the Mashiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah. The kasvu pirazeh al beikvos shulashin sof kamasher cherfo ikvos mashiachecha. Right, there's going to be shame and chutzpah right before Mashiach comes. So that's the end of this pasuk. Says that because that's what we're going to be leading up to. Asher cherfo ivecha Hashem, asher cherfo ikvos mashiachecha. There will be busha beikvos of the Mashiach. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Darsh, so it's like a title to the following Gemara. Darsh and David ba bo beis vad yelaznus. The beis vad, the meeting places of Rabbanan that they used to learn Torah, will be laznus. It'll be meeting places of lewdness. Vah Galil yecharav, and the Galil will be destroyed. Vah Gavlon yesham, and the Gavlon, Rashi says the name of a place. Yesham will become desolate. The Anshe Gvul Yisovavu Meir Leir, and the Anshe Gvul, the people who lived on the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, or Rashi says it means the Sanhedrin, they lived on the border of the Beis Hamikdash, the Lishkas Hagazis, right? They will walk around the city, Velo Yechonenu, nobody will find favor, show them favor. The Chachmas Hasvarim, Chesofrim, right? There'll be, Bnei Yerushalayim have to show a lot of hospitality. Right, all these the Anshe Gvul Beir Leir Velo Yechonenu. Right, it's a simon of rishus. Right, it's fascinating. Amos Bunim, I think, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. So in the first parak says, I think it's Yochanan. I forgot the name of it. Anshe Yerushalayim. I forgot which one, but it was the Ish Yerushalayim says Yibeischa Pasuach Lervacha. Why is it Davka? The Ish Yerushalayim says Yibeischa Pasuach Lervacha. Because imagine Mashiach comes. What's going to happen? We're all going to have to be Ola Ragel. All the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, where are we all going to stay? All the hotels are going to be booked. Everything's going to be full, right? So we're going to have to sleep in people's houses. It's going to have to be amazing hospitality. Everybody's going to have Beischa Pasuach Lervacha. So Dafka Ish Yerushalayim, that Tana in the first parak of Pirkei Avos says it because he's teaching them what you have to do. In Yerushalayim specifically, you got to feel that my house is open. My house is open and all the hospitality has to be forthcoming. So that's going to be the klala before Mashiach comes. The lo yichonenu, they won't find favor. There will be nobody to take them in when they'll be walking around. The chachmas aso from tisrach, chachma will become putrid. The yirechet yima esu, and the few yirechet around will become hated. Question: whether this line is here or later? We'll read it now because it's here. Upnei hadar kibnei kelev, and the face of the dar will be like the face of a dog. So what does that mean? Upnei hadar kibnei kelev. So Rashi says, it means that dogs aren't embarrassed of anything. Dogs go to the bathroom in the middle of the public, they don't care. So too, You know, nobody will have embarrassment when Mashiach comes. There was another pshat I saw in the name of Yisrael Salanter. It was quoted here in the Al Adaf. I've heard it before from other places that Yisrael Salanter says maybe it means that sometimes when you see a master leading a dog, so the dog's in front. The dog's walking in front. It's on a leash. The dog's in front, but the master's behind. So it looks like if you never saw somebody walking a dog before, you'll think that the dog is the leader. The dog's leading the person. That's what it looks like. But in a second, you see the master give a little tug, and the dog has to go back and go a different way, go a different direction. So the leaders, they're going to look like they're leading when Mashiach comes. But really, they're just puppets. Really, they're going to be puppets of the people behind the scenes that are bribing them, that are this, that are that, that are doing everything. So that's Pnei HaDark and Pnei HaKelev. The leaders are going to be like dogs. They're not going to do what's right because they think it's right. They're not going to do what they think is correct. They're going to look like leaders, but really they're being pulled. Really, they're going to be pawns. That's what's terrible. That's what's going to be, says Yisrael Salanter. Pnei HaDor Kibrei HaKelev. Okay. V'ha'emes Nehderes, and truth will be removed. Shenemar vati ha'emes nehaderes. It's not going to be there. Vati my vati emes nehaderes. What does that mean? Ami de beirav melamed shenasis adarim adarim beholachas la. It means there'll be groups of people. Groups of adarim is a flock. Beholachas la. That's what it means. Emes nehaderes. What do you mean? The groups. So the Shem Tziyana Balacha quotes. There'll be miflagot. There'll be different groups that think that they're right and they'll argue with everybody else. They won't think the other people are right. That's what it means. Emes nehaderes. Everybody will think that they have the emes and nobody else has the emes. And my Vasar Meira Mishtolel, the one who goes away from bad Mishtolel will go crazy. Ami de Rabbi Shela, call me Shasar Meira Mishtolel Alabrios. Anybody who is Sir Meira will go away from will be Mishtolel, and everybody will look at them in a negative fashion. Amar Rava. So Rava says, once we spoke about truth just now, so he quotes a story, a couple of famous Gemara. So yesterday we had the famous Gemara, Zachariah's blood was boiling, it didn't stop. We have a whole kina about it. So here's another Gemara. The town that nobody ever died. Amar Rava. Meireish hava amina leka kushta ba'alma. Rava says, I used to think that there was never truth in the world. There was nobody ever that always spoke truth. So Amar li hahu me rabbanan, v'rav tavos shmei, but Rav Tavos told me, v'yamri la rav tivyo mishmei, and he said, di'avi leko chal le'dalma, he told me, if I had all the riches in the world, lovi mishana b'dibure, I would never change what I said. I would never be mishana b'dibure. So the Mepharshim point out, even though the Gemara in Yavama says, you're allowed to be mishana mevnei ha'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishana. Hashem, quote-unquote, lied to Sarah after Avraham left. You're allowed to be Mishana Mepnei HaShalom. But the Gemara is assuming here, not taking into account that Gemara. So this Amora says, I'm never Mishana Medibura, even if somebody gives me all the money in the world. But Zimna Chade Iklahu Lahu Asra, one time he went to a certain city, V'kushta Shmei. And it was called Kushta, because Kshov means truth. Velohavi Mishani Bidibrayu, nobody ever lied. Velohavi Mayas Inish, Mehasim below Zimne. Nobody ever died. Nobody ever died from that city. Whenever somebody was ready to whatever, somebody reached 120, they walked out of the side of the city. That was it. That's how they died. Right? Because nobody ever died. Nobody was ever Mishana Bidibure. Right? So there's a connection between MS and Arichas Yamim, which we'll get to. Nesivi, it's some in home. So this Rav Tivyome, he married a woman from this town. And they had two wonderful little boys. Yomachat Aviyasa Debisu. One time his wife was sitting. His wife was in the shower. Asa Chayfe Reshe, like we had 2 days ago. Avishai was Chayfe Reshe on Erev Shabbos when he got the message about David HaMelech. So Asa Shivase Tarfa Adasha. A neighbor came, knocked on the door. So Savar Lavar Echara. I'm not going to say she's in the shower. She can't come to the phone right now. Right, we always know. What does that mean? Right, she can't go to the phone. Right, so she can't come to the phone. So that's what he said. Amale Lesahacha. I'm sorry, she's not here. So he meant to say she's not here, that she can come to the door. Because remember, he'd have a lie. That's what he meant to say. But really, it smacked of, right, what the neighbor think, that she wasn't home. Shchivale Tarta Benin. The two sons died. Of course, he had that lie. So also, Inshi Da'asra, the people of the town heard about it. L'kameh, it made big news. Nobody ever died in this town. So Amar Leh Maihai, Amar Lehu, Hachi Avi Maisa. This is what happened. Amar Leh, B'matusa Minach, Puk Me'asrin. I'm sorry, but please leave. V'lotagari Behu, Most Nambahanach Inshi. Don't cause more death amongst these people, amongst us. Meaning, we have a certain standard in the town. And even though you're a very truthful person, you know, you're not on our standard. So that's what, actually the people said that. The wife didn't say what the wife said. Doesn't say if the wife wanted to get divorced or not, but either way, it says he had to leave. So the Gemara, though, underscores the connection between MS and Arichas Yamim. Why is that? Why is there a connection between MS and Arichas Yamim? So the Ein Yaakov says that maybe it's Mita Keneged Mita. Fascinating. We know that when a person is born, a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there his life. Right? Goes there his life. However long a person is going to live, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there. The problem is, if we do things in life, you know, we might not live out what we're supposed to live out. So if we never lie, so then just like we're not Mishana B'Diburei, says the Ein Yaakov, so too Hashem is not Mishana B'Diburei. And he will keep what he said way back. Do you need mida connected midas? The Gemara says in Yevamah, says Mispras Yemecha Malei Hachanam Izeshe in a Mishana B'Diburo Gama Kadosh Baruch Hu Loshida Diburo Me Hashanim Shenek Tzavlo Be'Eis B'Shahas Leidaso Im Afshelo Zacha. That is one pshat. If you look in, maybe you can say another pshat based on something we mentioned a few months ago in the Otzar Atfilas. The Otzar Atfilas with all the Mefarshim on the bottom, the Eitz Yosef, the Entfila. So there he quotes from a Rebbe Pinchas, Baal Hador, Shar HaRachamim, Baal Siddur Shar HaRachamim. Quotes from Rebbe Pinchas that we have 15 words, I think I quoted this in a Shabbos afternoon shir, a couple of months ago, 16 words. There are 16 words in V'yatziv. V'yatziv, Nacham, Mekayim, V'yashar, 16 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are 16 psukim, says Rabbi Pinchas, in the first two parshas of Kriya Shema. Shema, V'yahavta, V'hayu, Hadvarim. There are 16 psukim. Says Rabbi Pinchas, that every word parallels one of the psukim. Every word parallels one of the psukim. And he works it out. If you never saw it in this Ian Tfila, how every word. The first word, it starts with Emes. Emes, Yatsav Anachon. Emes parallels Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekin, Hashem Echad. Because Emes is Shema Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that's his Chosam. Chosam Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, so Emes is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he said, and that's how you go through each of these psukim. So you see, Emes is Chosam Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's Arichas Yamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. So that's this story. Emes. Then the person lives. The whole family lived forever. And the best thing about that is that in the first two lines there he says, and I showed this pshat to the Gra, and the Gra smiled and liked it. If the Gra smiles and likes your pshat, you've got it made. That's it. He knows he knows that's all he needs. But that's what he says about the Gra set. Okay, where are we? Third to last skinny line. Tanya. Reb Nehorai Omer. Dor Shem and David. Ba. In the door that the Mashiach comes in. Bo, in it. Na'arim yalbino p'nei zakenim. The young will whiten the p'nei zakenim. Meaning they'll embarrass them. Zakenim yamdu l'fnei na'arim. And the old will have to stand in front of the na'arim. Ubas kama b'ima. And a daughter will embarrass and stand up in front of her mother. V'kala b'chamusa. And a daughter-in-law in front of her mother-in-law. U'pnei adar k'pnei akelah. There's that line again. V'ein ha'ben misbayish mi'aviv. A son will not be embarrassed from the father. Tanya. Rebbe Nechemya Omer. Darshim medavid bo ha'azos tarbed. The azos, brazenness, will be great. So again, many generations throughout history said, she's got to come now. All these things are happening. V'ha yoker ya'aves. Yoker, proper covet that you give somebody ya'aves will be crooked. V'ha gefen yitain piryo. There'll be plenty of grapes. V'ha'yayim b'yoker. There'll be plenty of supply, but wine will still be very expensive. V'nefcha kol ha'malchus l'minus. And all governments, some say it means Jewish governments, some say even non-Jewish governments, will turn out to be heretics. V'ein tochacha, there'll be nobody to give them musr. Messiah the Rabbi Yitzchak, this proves Rabbi Yitzchak. Then Rabbi Yitzchak, Eim David Bach, and Tzadbich Kol Malchus Laminus. The Mashiach is not going to come until all of the Malchus turns to Minus, to heresy. Amar Rav Maikra, Kulo Hafach Lavan, Taharhu. If everything's turned to Lavan, everything turns to one color, Minus, right, so too, then the Geula is going to come. That's when the person who has Saras is Tar, if he has Saras all over his body. Tan Rabbanan, Ki Adin Hashem Amo, V'chulu Ki Yirik Yazaslad. Hashem will judge his people when he sees that the hand has fallen. The Efes Atzur Va'azuv. What does that mean? Ein B'David Ba Atche Yirbu HaMesoros. What the Mashiach is going to come when there's nothingness. Atzur Va'azuv. Mashiach is going to come when there's a lot of informers. Mesira. Dover Acher, Achi Smatu Al Talmidim. Or, it's not going to come until the Talmidim. There's so little Talmidim learning. Dover Acher, Achi Tichla Prutim and Akis, until people have no money. Dover Acher, Achi Yisya Ashu Min Hagu'ula. Mashiach is only going to come when people give up from the Geula. That's a tough one. Shenamar ve'efes asur va'azuv. Right, efes, the stopper and the one who's going to take us out is not here. Kaviyachol ein somech va'ozer liYisrael. Right, until Mashiach is not going to, until they give up. So the shaila is, what do you mean until they give up? Until people stop hoping for Mashiach. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, we mentioned this about a year ago, Rabbi Yaakov writes in Hazinu, no, the pshat is, when we give up hope thinking that Mashiach is going to come b'derech hateva, based on our political and strategic maneuvers. That's what it means. When's Mashiach going to come? When Efes Asur Vazuv, when we don't have any hope anymore, when Ashiyas Yashu Min HaGeula says, Hayinu Kavanah Bazeh Shekol Zman Shekla Yisrael Mitzapeh LeGeula Shetava Bofan Tivi Sheyirachnu Aleinu Umos HaOlam VeYitnu Lanu Eizem Makom Livros Lanu Moledeh VeChadomeh Vadeh LeTova HaGeula. If we think that if we keep doing, obviously we have to have our Ishtadlus, but if we think that keeping, getting the right people elected and getting the right parties in there, Mashiach's going to come through that derech, once we don't think we need anything else, so that's not going to happen. V'rakim nisyayin shel gamri me'eshlius ka'elu navin ki ein lanu liyishayin ela alavinu shebashamayim. Az yavo ben David v'yigalenu ge'ula amitis. So we have to do our part. We have to do our responsibilities. But we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come down and get involved. Ki hadar abzeira, like abzeira says, ki avi mishkev rabbanu demaski bay, when he found Rabbanon being involved in Mashiach, about when Mashiach is going to come, Amar lehu b'matusa b'ina minachu, please, I beg of you, lo tarchakuha, don't distance it. Meaning you're being osig in it, is making it come later, detanina, because the Brisa says, gimel bon behesachadas. There are three things that come when you don't, when you're not thinking about it. Ve'elohein Mashiach, Mashiach, when you're not thinking about it specifically, how you're going to figure it out, mitziah. Right, if you lost something, you never find it when you're looking for it. Okay, I'm going to stop looking for it so that I can find it. That's what always happens. A Messiah. Va'akrov, if you're not focusing, a scorpion might come onto you. Okay. Amar of Katina. Here we go. The world. How long is the world going to be? Shisafi Shani Avi Alma. The world's going to be 6,000 years. V'chad Charev. And then 1 year that's going to be desolation. The 7,000. Shenambar v'nitzkav Hashem levado v'yomahu. Hashem will be alone on that day. Abaya Amar Trei Charev. So Abaya says 2,000 years of desolation. Shenamar yechayenu miyomayim, right? Make us alive after 2 days. And on the third day we will live. And we know how long is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? 1,000 years. 1,000 years, right? Hashem says to Adam Arishon, you're going to die on the day you eat from it. So what do you mean? Did he die? He died within 1,000 years, right? He died 930. He gave 70 years away to David HaMelech, right? So that was 1,000 years. Again, what does this mean? Does this have to be? We're going to have a lot of chazals over the next blot about when Mashiach is going to come and how long the year is going to, the world is going to be. So many mafarshim say there are many different kitzim. There are many different plans that could come true depending on what we're zocha to. So even if we see one, we don't really understand fully when this is going to be, but what stage of history this is. But that's what chazals say. Tanya comes into Rav Katina. There's a bright that supports Rav Katina that it's only going to be 1,000 years of desolation. Just like Shvias has 1 out of 7 that you leave fallow. Kach olam shamet elav shanim l'shevas alafim shana. So to the world's going to have 1,000 to 7,000. Shenamar b'diska v'shem levado b'yom hahu. The Yomer it also says mizvah shiliyam shabbos liyom shekulo shabbos. The day that is all shabbos. The Yomer ki elav shana b'enecho ki yom esmol ki yavar. 1,000 years. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like one day. Tana Deveil Yo! We've spoken about this about 20 times. Tana Deveil Yo, this line. It's what my son spoke about last year at his bar mitzvah. Sheish Yisalav Shana Ve'Alma. The world is going to be 6,000 years long. Shnei Alafim Tov. First 2,000 years are going to be Tov, nothingness. Shnei Alafim Tov. The next 2,000 years are going to be Torah. Shnei Alafim Yom HaMashiach. And then 2,000 years Yom HaMashiach. So what are we in now? We're in 5770. Mashiach has not come yet. So the Mefarshim say, no, it means that Mashiach can come in those 2,000 years. We're waiting for Mashiach to come. What about Shnelef and Toh, the 2,000 years of Torah? The middle 2 years of Torah, what, we don't have Torah now? We don't have Torah now? So Rashi says, no. It just means that there were 2,000 years, the first 2,000 years didn't have Torah. So that's what it means, the second 2,000 years has Torah, but of course we have Torah too. That's what Rashi says. The Marsha says no. The Marsha says every 2,000 years is a specific event that occurred. What was 2000? The year 2000 was 19. Avram Avinu was 52 years old. That was 19. That's when he was born in 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. 52 years old. That's when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the year 2000. So Torah started, Torah meaning recognition of God. That's what started at 2000. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. What about at the year 4000? So Rashi says, Lav Dafka. Torah didn't end, that's why Mashiach can come. But the Marsha here, the Torah Tamima writes it in Breishis, says no, the year 4000 was also something. The year 4000, about the year 4000, was the Ksivas HaMishnah. That's when the Mishnah was written. Right, if you do look at the math in the on the Hebrew calendar, that was the year, and therefore says the Marsha, says the Torah Tamima, says the Chazon Ish, that in Hilchis Mamrim, that the year 2000 a certain form of Torah stopped. A certain form of Torah stopped. There was a certain Baalei HaMesorah. There was a certain stage of the Mesorah. The Chazon Ish writes, after Mishnah, everything in our history is application. All the Sodos of Torah are found in Mishnayos. And after that is all application. So that's what it means. 2,000 years of Torah ended! Not like Rashi. Rashi says Lav Dafka. It just means 2,000 years to be parallel. The Marsha here says, no, it did end. Okay, and that's how the stage of the Mishnah was an important halachic stage. Uba Avonaseinu, just finishing the line, this line we don't read usually, Uba Avonaseinu Sherabu, and since because of our sins, Yatsu Be'am Asha Yatsu. You see how many years of the Imos HaMashiach has gone by, because of our sins, Mashiach hasn't been able to come yet. But really, we're in the time period that Mashiach can come. Get my Buri Adaf, it's on the, it's inside. The,
6,000 years, or did I mention part of the 6,000 or an additional, maybe 7,000 in total?
So it sounds like it is not part of the 6,000. Sounds like just like Shemitah. It's 1,000 separate from the 6. That's what it sounds like. But that is what it sounds like. If you look in the Abarbanel, the Abarbanel writes in one of his Svarim that what does it mean these 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach, these last 2,000 years? He says, in history, the first 4,000 years, you know, we didn't have people who said they were Mashiach. Obviously, we didn't have a Chorban. We had Chorban Bayis Rishon. But starting with about the year 4000, right, when Mashiach was written, right, the Mishnah was written. When was the Mishnah written? About 100, 150 years after the Chorban Bayis. Right, so starting from that period of time, that is when people are lahut and start talking about Mashiach and hoping to Mashiach. The Yivlu Yem Lomark, Lomark, Kfar Mashiach Ba. He says, Halo Tireh. Fascinating historical note. These last 2,000 years it started with, basically right after Churban Habayis. Kamu Talmidei Yeshua Notzri. That's how Christianity started. The Hirimu Niso, Pirsimo, Shehua Yamashiach. Right, Sheyadu HaNaviim. That's what started it, right, at about that time period. V'despashtu Amunasam, Yamahem Rav Olam. The Gam Karav Osozman, what happened similar, a little time after that? Bar Kokhla. Bar Kokhla, we had a few weeks, Bar Kuziba. Right, where we keep a thought of Mashiach, but so far, Halaf HaRevi, Shas HaAtzma Mashiach, V'achareyem, what happened a couple hundred years after that? Kam Muchma Navi HaYishmaelim. What do these people come now for? They didn't come earlier in history. No, because these 2,000 years, it's all about Mashiach. It's all about Yemos HaMashiach, the Messiah. People are thinking about Mashiach in the recesses of their brain. Right now, this is what it is. Mashiach, U'mitzvah, U'mitzavah, L'umim, Menimshah, Acharav, V'gam B'galu Seinu, says the Abarbanel. Kamu Rabim, Sha'asmu Atzma Mashichim, Kamo Sha'arama Momer, B'Igeres Teiman, She'betchilas Machos Yishmael, Kam Be'Ever Anar, Yehudi Echad, V'amrshu Mashiach, we don't even know who this is, Ki'ilu Teva Hazman, Hevi Machshavas B'nei Adam, L'shotit Achar B'yas HaMashiach. The Teva Hazman causes people to start dealing with these things and start thinking about them. The Avo Bishaya Komi Fiulos had Dimyon, even though it was all made up and imaginary. But this is what people think about. These 2,000 years. This is what people are thinking about Mashiach. Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's come already. Right? This is what the Abarbanel writes in his Sefer Yeshuos Mashicho. In his Sefer Yeshuos Mashicho. Okay, it's quoted in here in the Biurei Adash. Okay, bye. Amalei Eliyahu Rabbi Yehuda Achuad Rav Sila Chasida Eliyahu Navi says to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Olam Pachas Bishonim V'Chamisha Yovlos. The world is going to be at least 85 Yovels long. That's 85 times 50. It's 4,250 years. So we already passed that. Ub Yovel Achron Ben David Ba. In the last Yovel, but David's Mashiach is going to come. Amalei Betchiloso B'Sofo. So is that? Does that mean in the beginning of the last Yovel cycle, or the end of the last Yovel cycle? Amar lei ein yodea. I don't know. Eliyahu Navi didn't know. The Yad Ramah says Eliyahu Navi could not have not known. So he says what he means to say is I don't know if he's going to come before that or not. I don't know if Mashiach, if the Jews are going to be zocheh for him to come before that, as we're going to have on tomorrow's daf. Zachu, right? Beita, Zachu Beita Achishena. Whether for Zochet, then it will be Achishena. If not, it will be Beita. So he says, I don't know exactly. There's a chance it's going to come at any time, but I'm not sure exactly when it's going to come. Kala, Eino Kala, have they ended or not? Amalei Eini Yodea. I don't know. So again, he didn't give kala. Rashi's kala is manazek kodem shemo Mashiach o'eno, meaning it's going to come during the Yovel. So again, he didn't give him any information about how within that Yovel cycle. Ravashi amar hachi amar le ad hacha lo tistachi le mikan ve'elach istachi le. All he was saying to him was this nafkamina: until that last Yovel cycle, don't expect it to come. But from then on, daven for it, expect it to come at any moment. Shalach le'Rav Chana bar Tachlifa le'Rav Yosef matzasi adam echad ubiyado migalachas ksuba ashuris v'lashon kodesh. I found the person with a very old scroll written in Ashuris, right, which we had back earlier. Remember, we had it earlier in the Masechta about writing in Ashuris. Amarti lo zuminayin lecha. Where did you get this from? Amarli lechayalosha romi niskarti. I used to be a soldier that was hired out to the Roman Empire. Ubein ginze romi mitzasi. I found it in one of the treasure houses, one of the genizas in Rome. The kasuv ba, and it was written on there, la'acher davalad alafim umasayim v'tishim v'echad shan l'b'yasa shalolam, 4,291, ha'olam yitom. After those years, the world will become like a yasom. The world is going to end. Mehen milchamos taninim. And then, from then, there'll be wars of taninim. Does this mean large animals? Does this mean other forces that are called taninim? We don't know. Mehen melchamos gog umagog v'shar yemos hamashiach. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish es ha'olamo ela la'achar shivas alafim shana. And Hashem will be mechadish the world, like we said before, 7,000 years. So 6,000 is some type of significant year. 7,000 is some type of significant year. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Amar la'achar chameshes alafim shana. After 5,000. Again, all these different time periods. Itzmar, Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer mikra zen no kevi yorid adat ha'om. Rabbi Nosson says this pasuk goes to the depths. This pasuk is very deep. No cave v'yored ad hatahom. Ki od chazon l'moed v'yafeach l'kates. There'll be another time there'll be another vision of the time that he's going to come. V'yafeach l'kates, and they'll discuss the kates. V'lo yechazev, and they won't lie. Im yismamea chakelo. If he delays, wait for him. Ki yabo yavo lo yaacher. He is definitely coming. End of the pasuk. Meaning, lo karabo seinu, says Rabbi Nosson, don't be like the following rabbis, shahayu darshin, that they darshined when Mashiach is going to come. Ad idan idnin, upalag idnin. They darshin psukim and Daniel. The time, half the time, a lot of times, v'lo krib, Rashi explains what time, does all the math, what times these tanoim held. V'lo krib, simloi, durhayadoresh, echaltem lechem dima, did you eat the bread of tears, v'atashkemo, b'demo shlish, and it was a third. V'lo krib, yakiva shayadoresh, od achas ma'ati, v'ani marish es hashvayim v'saret, a little bit more, and I'll shake the heaven and earth. Ella Malchus Rishon Shivim Shana Malchus Shnia. The Malchus was 70 years. That was the 70 years between Malchus Shnia Chamishim Mishnayim. Then Herod, Rashi says, is going to rule for 52 years. That level of Chashmonai rulership. Malchus Ben Kuziba Shneisham Umechsa. And Bar Kokhba is going to rule for 2.5 years. All these different visions and future predictions of when Mashiach is going to come. My v'yafeach l'kates v'lo yechazev. What does that pasuk mean? They'll discuss it and they won't lie. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Here's a famous line. Tipach atzman shel nachash v'kitzin. The bones of those who try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come should rot. Shehayu omrim, because they say, kivish yigi eis hakates v'lo ba shuv eino ba. The problem is, they say it's never going to happen. When somebody says something is never going to happen, and it happens, it leads for yeish. Just the opposite. If somebody says something is going to happen, it doesn't happen. I remember the whole discussion of a few years ago, Rachman al-Islan, by the hit Nakut, when we got thrown out of Gaza. So there was a certain Rabbanim that said, it's never going to happen, don't worry about it. It's never going to happen. You have nothing to worry about, it's never going to happen. 2 days before, it's never going to happen. It's very dangerous for a Rav to say that, for anybody to say that. We could daven against something, we could do this, we could do that. But to say that something will vaday happen, vaday not happen, we don't live in the times of Nevuah. And that just breeds yeush amongst Klal Yisrael. Because this person said it, then this one happened. So that's what Rav Nosson's saying. You can't say it. You can't say it. Ela chakelo, just wait for it and hope. Shenemar, you want to do it yourself, fine, but don't spread it around. Shenemar, im yismameya chakelo, Right? If he delays, wait for it. Shema tomar anu machakim huina machake. You want to think that Hashem's not waiting for it? Tamalomar lachin yichake Hashem lachananchem lachin yirum levavchem l'rachamchem. Hashem is waiting. He's waiting to lift you up. Okay, two more lines and then we'll talk about it. If we're all waiting for it, so who's not letting it come? We're waiting. Hashem's waiting. Midas hadin me'akeves. Midas hadin is me'akev. So if it's not up to Hashem anymore, it's up to Midas hadin. So Midas hadin, we don't deserve it. So what are we waiting for? Lekabel schar shenemar ashrei kol chochei lo. Which still, even though it's delayed, we still get schar for waiting for it. This is a big, huge issue about trying to figure out when Mashiach comes. So you see here, there was some Tanaim that tried to figure out a date, and then the Reb Nosson says that it's inappropriate. You look in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the last Perek, in Mishnah Torah, Perek Yud Beis, he talks about what's going to be when Mashiach comes. He's going to talk about when's Olam. We spoke about this. Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim. I had an email from someone about also another. You have to put all the Rambams together, not just here, in all those Mamarim. Mamar Tchias HaMesim, Mamar, all different Mamarim to get a full picture of what his Shita is. But the Rambam, after he describes, doesn't say when things are going to happen. He just goes through different Seder of events. But then the Rambam says, Lo yisasek adam b'divrei hagados, v'lo yarech b'divrei midrasho, samur b'yonam elu, she'en mevi'im lo lidei ava, v'lo lidei yira, v'lechein lo yachshov hakitzin. He says in Mishnah Torah, don't try to figure it out. Amr Abuseinu, tafu tipach nafshav shal machashvei kitzin. Right, they should rot. He quotes this. Ela yechake v'yamin b'chlal hadavar. You believe that it's going to happen in some general way, but to try to figure it out, that is not allowed. The problem is that many, many of our great Baalei HaMesorah did try to figure it out. Says the Margolius Hayam. He quotes here. He says that no one less than the Gaonim, Rashi, Eben Ezra, Rambam, Ramban, many other Gdolei Hadar, they all had their own calculations. So what does this mean? Hari shelo amru tipach rak al elu shehayu omrim kach. What does it mean? Only people shehayu omrim. What does it mean? Tipach nafsham? To finish the line. Not only people who figure it out, and then when it doesn't come, they're misyaish. To finish the line. Shuv eino ba. And if he doesn't come at this time, that's the problem. If you say a certain time he's going to come, and then if he doesn't come at this time, it's finished, that's the problem. But if you say, this is a possibility, he can come at this time if we're ra'i. This is a time when, the Gemara says, right, what did we have last week? Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. Said that's one of the kitzin. Hare el aval hamaminim emunas uman b'sharshi v'yisodei adas kodesh shemehem kigulas Yisrael bo tavo imshi yisvameya heim hirshu la'atzmam chashuv machshavos l'tzari v'achas l'achas remizos yudei. A lot of people say it. Hishtalu lamar al cheshbon. You know why they did it? Because if you do it in the right way, it can give people chizik. If you say, you know, Mashiach's coming in 4,000 years, that's great. If you say, you know what, he might come next week. He might come in 2 weeks. Right? If you say that, right, every time of year, why do we figure out Tav Shin, whatever, Tiesh, Nad, Mashiach, whatever. Why do we say that? Because to give us Chizuk. Not that we know for sure he's going to come, but that he might come. It says in Margolis HaYam, if it's formulated in that way, so then it will give Chizuk to the Yam, and we won't have to, we won't have Yesh. The Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva, Rav Osner, so who's in Bnei Brak today. So in Chelek Yud Siman Aleph. See, he was asked by a tshuva. They were coming out with the luach for Tafshin Samach, 10 years ago. They were coming out with the luach for Habal Leinu L'Tova, and they wanted to write in there that in many Sfarim HaKadoshim they said this was the year. So they wanted to write on the luach, right? Yesh Shnatz. I know what. Tiesh Sof. This is the end, right? Whatever it is, they wanted to write that on the luach. Let it write that on the luach, because you look, you quote a lot of different sources. So he says, "V'im kama v'kama gdoli v'tzadiki doros palat piyem akadosh o kumas akadosh remez v'kumazam al biyaz haMashiach etc. Zeh meirov emuna meirov tikva l'hizgalas kvod Hashem. Aval yadua shebemeshach adoros u'befrat b'shnas tov ches. Right? Shnas tov ches. What's tov ches? Tough shin, you gotta look backwards. Right? Garam zela achzova verifayon. Umalon lahapas atzmein lodover misukan. Ulafatim hahamonim bedover shatsnias yafe. Ulopsovim chasvashalom lo niske, yasogu achamero pachinafesh. He says, you wanna say it, you wanna talk about it, don't write in the luach. Don't write in the Luach, he says. Ah, lana lohavi zeh b'sefer rak b'remez ba'alma. Kikach kazev gon tzadik zeh. Avalah, certain this Mekubal said he's coming now. Can't write it. Avalah says mizeh ma'marim u'psichos al yeri b'ni imachem. Right, don't do this. Umi lana gadol mi'maran chasam sofer. Shekasev b'makam echad. Shebishnas tof reish. Hu b'yas mashiach. Right? So we have to say this is going to happen. Da, da, da. So that's what his tshuva is. Don't write into the law. We're going to talk about it. Fine. This certain Mekubal says it. Just got to wait for him. All right. This is one of the Yesodos Emuna, the Rambam, in the 12th Animamin. Is to just keep hoping for Mashiach. That's the third 12th Animamin. Second to last Animamin. You just have to have be mechake lo. It's one of the 12 tenets of our faith. Two more minutes. Here we go. Amar Abaya. Lo pachos alma mitfasin shvishisat tzadike. Ah, the source for the lamed vav tzadikim. This world will never be less than 36 tzadikim. The makabli ape shchina b'chol dara that greet the shchina in every generation. So some say this means every generation there'll be 36 in their afterlife. But this is the source, I think, for the 36 hidden tzadikim. Shenamar ashri kachoche lo b'gamashri etfasa v'shisha havei. Praiseworthy is choke those who wait low for him. Him, lamed vav, is gamashria 36. Ain't is that really true? V'yamarava, dor de kamikutcha brichu, timne srei alfi parsi havei. Right, the dor is 18,000. Right, 18,000 parsa of tzadikim. Right, this is that look at Hashem. Shenamar saviv shmona asr ar elef. So Lokasha had the mistakli bastaklari hameira had the mistakli bastaklari she'ena meira. No, there are 18,000 that see with the astaklari she'ena meira. It's not a clear vision. But who sees with a clear vision? 36. What's the kasha? Ask the Marsha. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that sees bastaklari meira. Right, Chazal say this elsewhere. The Rambam writes this in the Chazisodia Torah. There were four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. Moshe sees whenever he wants. Moshe sees Basbaklar Yama'iru with clarity. And all the other Nevi'im don't. What do you mean? There are 36. The Marsha says, you know what it must be? Regarding Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that sees Basbaklar Yama'iru. But in terms of Chachma, you can reach certain levels and have clarity of godliness so that even non-Moshe Rabbeinu Nevi'im can. In terms of Mamash and Nevuah to tell over to B'nai Yisrael, only Moshe Rabbeinu has Vaspak Lariya Hami'ira. The Sfasema says, no, maybe this means we're talking about 36 people after they died, not when they're living. That's another answer to the question. Umina Fishikuli, hi, now he has the other way. Are there so many? 36? The Rashbi says, I've seen very few B'nai Aliyah. Im Elohim, Aniyu B'nai Mayhem. Im Meyahim, Aniyu B'nai Mayhem. Im Shnaimhim, Aniyu B'nai Mayhem. There's only two people in the world, it must be me and my son. But there aren't so many people on his level. So Lokasha, Hada Aili Babar, Hada Aili Bablobar. No, it depends, do you need Rashus to go in? Right, if you need Rishus to go in, hold the Eili Babar, if you need Rishus to go in, so that is 36. Then he's still receiving Rishus to go into the closeness of the circle around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. But who could go in without permission? That's even less. That's maybe only me and my son. Amar Rav. So, the next Gemara, I guess we have to stop here. Now the Gemara talks about, is Mashiach going to come even if we don't do tshuva? Right, that's the next Gemara. It's going to be a Machlokas Tanoim. Be a Machlokas Tanan. That's the next piece of Gemara. And then we're going to get to continue the discussion of Mashiach. Right? This is these Dafim. We're all about Mashiach, Yemosa Mashiach, this section of Chela. Okay, we'll stop here.